For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, another big show at Shays. Rent, the 20th anniversary tour.
And Rent is one of the big shows. It was a huge hit back in 1996.
It got a Pulitzer. It got three Tonys for the composer, author, lyricist.
But you and I seem to have had a disparity of experience in seeing this particular production. I loved it, and you seem less enthusiastic.
Yes, I felt like I was at yet another production of Cats.
Why?
I didn't feel the connection between the characters. They seemed to be going through their roles, but another problem was a little bit of an audio problem, especially, you know, the phone calls from the parents or the lawyer, etc. They were trying to make it sound like a telephone, and they just kind of blurred over the lyrics. But the character Angel, the drag queen, oh my God, go for that, if nothing else.
Well, I was very pleased with all of the principal characters. I thought that they were vivid and specific, and I must have been sitting in that sweet spot. I heard everything and was really impressed with the energy beneath the production and felt that the material felt still fresh and performers so young. This was a non-equity tour, meaning they are not members of the union, which means they're probably being underpaid, but some of them have not even finished school, like the abandoned university to take this tour, Maureen among them, and I thought that she was splendid.
Yes.
And it's fascinating to see, you know, as this being built as a 20th anniversary tour and just what was going on in the world when Rent first opened and this play with these fluid sexualities and characters who had AIDS at a time when there was barely any treatment for it. It's been an odd month in that regard. We just saw Angels in America Part 1, its second generation, which deals with some similar themes. And I was just in San Francisco over the weekend and saw the national tour of Falsettos, the same themes. But it's interesting to see those come back at this different moment and see how very young people are connecting to the same material, but in very different ways. Potent ways, but very different ways.
But let me push back for a little bit. For example, as I remember, the first gay pride parade in Buffalo was 1993. So there have been pride parades for now 25 years. Marriage equality, it's now approved by the Supreme Court. So a lot of the issues, have we moved on?
Well, I think the world changes, but you know, look at the theme of homelessness in Rent. How well have we done in that regard?
Or drug addiction,
yeah. And I don't think it's a linear progression, and you can't just... Some things have gotten better, some arguably have gotten worse. But to see how Rent or any piece of theater reflects the time in which it was written, and then to see it reflect the time in which it's being performed for a contemporary audience, I found that intriguing and fascinating, and was very pleased with the performances.
Well, one performance I've yet to see is After the Fall, the drama by Arthur Miller about that playwright's relationship with Marilyn Monroe. And it's only up through April 6th at the Manny Fried Playhouse, so I better get in gear.
Well, this is a group that's trying to get traction, a relative newcomer on the scene, and they've certainly been ambitious. I, too, am looking forward to seeing this production of Arthur Miller's After the Fall.
And another play I am really interested in going to, but haven't got to yet, is Parade, which is a pretty hard-hitting play about a Jewish factory manager, falsely accused. And the lead role is played by Jordan Levin. Jordan Levin, who, took 2 years off? He and his wife had a baby. And
now they're together in this show, based on an actual historic incident and remarkable score by Jason Robert Brown. And again, a great tragedy. I had commented the other day that it's sort of commonplace that the contemporary audiences are not interested in tragedy. In the musical theater, that is not true. Parade is a passionate tragedy, as is Rent, as was Miss Saigon. And Jordan Levin, who we see in a lot of broadly comic roles here playing this somewhat eccentric, but certainly not comical character. Beautiful performance in this musical, which really doesn't get done very much.
Well, you know as well as I do, Anthony, there's so many plays and musicals in Western New York that if you add in any other activities, you can't go see them all. And now a complication has ensued. My wife says she wants to go see The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Peltke again. I said, how are we going to schedule this? She said, make it happen.
You'll work it out. Well, to see Jimmy Janowski in this tour de force as a police detective and everyone else in the town where a flamboyant teenager has gone missing. Jimmy has done very, very well with this piece, as no one doubted he would. But this is the final weekend. And it's also the final weekend of Between Riverside in crazy. I've got to say, there's been a lot of high-quality work in the season. I've been enjoying productions so thoroughly that I think I risk losing credibility. You've got to, you know, really, we've got to really hate something. But and I have. I try to, you know, go a little softer on that. But I think that you'll agree, we've had some really terrific nights at the theater this season.
No, we have. I've been joking. I've been calling it the Hamilton effect. It seems ever since Hamilton came, everybody has stepped up their game. Well, I'm sorry. It's ruining your reputation as arch critic.
Oh, never worry. The next turkey is always right around the corner. Not that that's what we look forward to. I really enjoy the hits.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.